मिस्टर कमल कुशलानी, चेयरमैन एंड मैनेजिंग डायरेक्टर, प्लीज स्टार्ट द मीटिंग।
Good afternoon, members. On behalf of the Board of Directors of Credo Brands Marketing Limited, I welcome you all to this 25th AGM of Credo Brands Marketing Limited and thank you for joining this meeting. Pursuant to the circulars issued by the Ministry of Corporate Affairs and the Securities and Exchange Board of India, this AGM is being held through audio video conference mode. The company has taken all feasible efforts to enable members to participate through video conference and voting of the AGM. Members attending the AGM through audio video conference mode are being reckoned for the purpose of the quorum under Section 103 of the Companies Act 2013. Since the requisite quorum is present, I declare the meeting is in order. This AGM is being held through audio video conference mode, hence the facility for appointment of proxies by the members was not applicable. Further, the company has received one representation under Section 113 of the Companies Act 2013 from the body corporate representing 53,88,555 equity shares, being 8.35% of the total paid up equity share capital of the company. Before proceeding with the meeting, let me introduce the other board members and KMPs. Mrs. Poonam Kushlani, full-time director. Mr. Manoj Nakra, non-executive director and chairman of the Stakeholder Relationship Committee. Mr. Paresh Bambolkar, independent director and chairman of the Audit Committee. Mr. Amer Jaleel, independent director and chairman of the Nomination and Remuneration Committee. Mrs. Ramona Jogeshwar, independent director. Mr. Rasik Mittal, our Chief Financial Officer, and Mr. Sanjay Kumar Mutha, our Company Secretary. Let me also place on record that Mr. Jayesh or their representative, Mr. Arjun Kumbar of Deloitte Haskins & Sells LLP statutory auditors are present. Mr. Ojas Joshi or their representative partner of MSKC & Associates proposed new statutory auditors are present. And Mr. Mukesh Siroya or the representative of Mrs. Siroya and Company, our secretarial auditors, are present. The statutory registers and other documents as required to be kept open for inspection at the AGM are available electronically for inspection during the meeting on the website of the company. As the annual report for FY23-24 and the notice of the AGM have already been circulated through electronically to the members of the company. With the permission of the members present, I shall take the notice convening AGM as read. Further, the auditors have issued an unmodified auditor's report on the standalone and consolidated financial statements of the company, which forms a part of the annual report. Accordingly, these reports are not required to be read out as provided in the Companies Act 2013. With the permission of the members present, I shall take the auditor's report as read. Dear shareholders, a very warm welcome again to everyone to our first annual general meeting of our company post-listing. This milestone marks a significant chapter in Mufti's journey, and I am deeply grateful for the trust and confidence you have placed in us. As I reflect on Mufti's remarkable journey since inception in 1998, I am filled with both pride and gratitude. Mufti has emerged as a homegrown Indian brand deeply rooted in the vibrant spirit of the city of Mumbai, a city known for its resilience, cultural diversity, and constant evolution. These qualities have profoundly shaped Mufti's brand philosophy, enabling us to communicate and connect with our consumer in this ever-changing fashion landscape. Mufti was born at the cusp of the millennium post-liberalization as the creative minded, free-spirited, expressive young Indian man was ready to start experimenting and go beyond the gray, blue, and white. The fashion industry is known for its dynamism, with significant shifts in trends occurring every couple of decades. Styles come into trend, fade, and make comebacks, reflecting the cyclical nature of fashion. Over the first decade of our existence, we witnessed, responded, and championed the cause of the slim fit, moving on from a boxy and baggy silhouette. Now, 26 years later, we are driving the resurrection of the relaxed fit as seen adorned by our influencers, celebrities, and trendsetters. It remains our characteristic ability to read and respond to change and remain ahead of the curve with changing times. Mufti was born distinguished by its creative, bold, and expressive designs for the contemporary Indian man, offering something distinctly different from what was available in the market. From our inception as a brand offering shirts, Mufti has evolved into a menswear lifestyle brand across categories, offering a wide range of products from shirts to t-shirts, trousers and jeans, cargos, jackets, and more. Our vision is not only to cater to the diverse Indian consumer, but also to inspire and create a global fashion brand from India. In order to adapt to an ever-changing retail landscape, we conducted an internal assessment in 2019 and put the learnings to reinvent the brand philosophy. As a part of this brand reinvention, we developed a new brand identity, a new merchandise architecture for increasing our share of consumers' wallet by providing designs suited for specific occasions in our consumers' lives, ranging from relaxed holiday casuals, authentic daily casuals, to urban casuals, party wear, and also leisure wear. A new retail identity was also formed. Since we made the above changes, the brand has gained in salience, and the same is reflected in the performance of the company. In FY24, the apparel market in India moderated, and after an expansion during FY23. Despite significant market challenges, we achieved a 13.9% year-on-year revenue increase to 5,673 million in FY24, with robust gross margins of 57.5%. In a subdued market, gross profit margins were maintained, which underscores the resilience and appeal of the brand amidst challenging market conditions. The market for premium and mid-premium branded apparel continued to experience softened demand due to consumer behavior influenced by an inflationary environment that curtailed discretionary expenditure, while concurrently witnessing a surge in consumer spends towards travel and other essential purchases. Furthermore, the onset of a peak winter, which was delayed across India, had a notable impact on the winter wear sales. Despite all this, we achieved an EBITDA of 1,605 million in FY24, and our net profit for the year stood at 592 million, reflecting a net profit margin of 10.4%. During FY24, we opened 52 EBO stores on a net basis. At Mufti, our core strategy revolves around curating a diverse array of creative, expressive, and bold casual wear for the discerning mid-premium to premium consumer. Our customers are at the heart of everything we do, and understanding them is key to building our business. We are embarking on a nationwide EBO expansion, extending our footprint to key high streets and malls. Our goal is to be readily accessible wherever the demand for mid-premium to premium men's casual wear exists, while maintaining an equally robust presence through the MBOs. This will enable market share gains and enhance brand visibility and recognition while realizing economies of scale. As we build our omnichannel presence, we aim to elevate the brand appeal via focused marketing initiatives across channels, specifically in the digital medium. We also target to control costs going forward to enhance our margins as we intend to calibrate the growth of our company through the profitability lens, as we always have. The IPO was a profound moment for all of us at Mufti. I express my heartfelt gratitude toward all our stakeholders and our employees that enabled us to march ahead. Your support and inspiration have gone a long way towards assisting us in building value in our business. And I would also like to express my gratitude to all of our shareholders for their continuing faith and look forward to their support. As we move forward, we continue to be encouraged by the progress the brand and the business have made, and we are optimistic that the refreshed strategies will take Mufti from strength to strength in the years to come. We believe the future of Credo Brands Marketing Limited, the brand Mufti, is bright with boundless opportunities, and I'm excited and look forward to see what we can accomplish as a unified force. In compliance with the provisions of the Companies Act 2013 and the rules made thereunder and SEBI and the Listing Obligations and Disclosure Requirement Regulations 2015, the company had provided the facility of remote e-voting to all members. The voting rights of the members as on the cutoff date, namely 23rd August 2024, has been considered for ascertaining members entitled to cast their votes on resolutions set out in the notice of this AGM. The remote e-voting was commenced on 27th August 2024 at 9 a.m. and was concluded on August 29, 2024 at 5 p.m. The company is also providing a facility for casting votes on the resolutions through remote e-voting facility during the AGM. Members who are present at the AGM and have not cast their votes through remote e-voting will have an opportunity to cast their votes during the AGM. Mr. Mukesh Soraya, or their representative, practicing company secretary, has been appointed as the scrutinizer to scrutinize the vote cast through remote e-voting process before and during the AGM in a fair and transparent manner. I will now propose the resolutions as set forth in the notice. Thereafter, we will move to the Q&A session. Resolution number one, as an ordinary resolution, to receive, consider, and adopt the audited standalone financial statements of the company for the financial year ended 31st March 2024, together with the reports of the Board of Directors and the auditors thereon. Resolution number two, as an ordinary resolution, receive, consider, and adopt the audited consolidated financial statements of the company for the financial year ended 31st March 2024, together with the report of the auditors thereon. Resolution number three, as an ordinary resolution, declare the dividend of 50 paise per share on equity shares for the financial year 23-24. Now, since the next item pertains to my reappointment, I will request Mr. Manoj Nakra to please take the chair.
Thank you, Kamal. I propose resolution number four as an ordinary resolution. The reappointment of Mr. Kamal Kushlani, who retires by rotation and being eligible, offers himself for reappointment. I now request Mr. Kamal Kushlani to take the chair and proceed further.
Thank you, Manoj. I propose appointment, the resolution number five as an ordinary resolution, appointment of Messrs. MSKC and Associates Chartered Accountants as statutory auditors of the company in place of the retiring statutory auditors of the company. And resolution number six as a special resolution, ratification of Credo Stock Option Plan 2020. Resolution number seven as an ordinary resolution to fix charges for service of documents on the shareholders, and the text of all the resolutions along with explanatory statement has been provided in the notice circulated to the members. An e-voting facility has also been enabled on e-voting page at the website of the NSDL. I would now formally request all those members who have not cast their votes through the remote e-voting platform may cast their vote by clicking on the Vote tab on the e-voting web page on the website of NSDL while attending the proceedings of the AGM. Has received requests from a few members to register themselves as speakers at the AGM. The moderator will facilitate this session and invite speaker shareholders one by one. In the interest of all, I request the members to maintain their communication to be concise and restrict the same to the subject matter of the notice. Further, members are requested to avoid repeating questions, please. I will now request the moderator to invite speakers one by one.
Speaker shareholder number one, Mr. Dhyaneshwar K. Bhagat. Mr. Dhyaneshwar, please unmute yourself.
Yeah, am I audible, sir? Can you hear me perfectly?
Yes, sir, you are audible.
Yeah, thank you very much. First of all, congratulations to board for after IPO, the first meeting. I congratulate the board and board members for this IPO, for this first annual general meeting. I'm calling from Mumbai. My name is DK Bhagwat. First of all, I am thankful to our company secretary, Mr. Sanjay Kumar Mutha, for sending me the soft copy and also sending me the hard copy of the annual report well in advance, which is full of information. Fact figures are very easy to follow. Also, according to corporate government norms. So, thanks to you and your team for doing excellent work. Sir, I again thankful to you because it is very excellent annual report copy drafted, which contain first cover page gives slogan unique, creative and expressive. Next page, again the information about the Mufti scenes from 1990 to till today. Most brand elevation through the year. Again, lot of things are available in the annual report and so on. Sir, as a financial part, you have given all the details. So I don't think so. I have some question about the financial part. I support all the vision. Sir, I have three questions. Who is our main competitor in the international as well domestic arena? Secondly, what is the topmost product give profit in this arena? Third, which is the new product is now ready to launch in this financial year? For coming festival, I wish good luck. Thank you very much for patience hearing. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Second shareholder, Mr. Vinay Bhide.
Hello, are you able to hear me?
Yes, sir, you're audible, sir. Please
fine,
continue.
Let me start the video also. Okay, fine, there we go. For Chairman and Managing Director, Mr. Kamal Khushlani, full-time director, Madam Poonam Khushlani, other distinguished directors present on AGM today, company executives and fellow shareholders. As already announced, my name is Vinay Bhide and I am a supporter and shareholder of the company. I am speaking from Mumbai. At the outset, let me congratulate, you know, the entire team at Mufti for a very successful, you know, an eventful year, 23-24, as well as the IPO. And I'm glad to note that in addition to the, you know, performance of the company in 23-24, we have, by way of the annual report, shown you the complete journey of, you know, the promoter as well as the company and the various brands over all these years. We are in our 25th year. It's a landmark year. So I'll start with a few questions. You know, at the outset, yes, before I, you know, see, I must congratulate, you know, Mr. Kamal Khushlani, you know, for the award that he has received. And we have shown that on, you know, page 52. And I'm also pleased to note that in addition to Mr. Khushlani, every, you know, business department of our company has, you know, has received awards. We should be proud, you know, of this fact. Now, I'll, you know, just, you know, pose a few questions. And the intention of these questions are to understand our business, our present, as well as, you know, the future better. So I'll start with, you know, page number 34 of our annual report. On page 34, you know, we have given, you know, various, you know, figures. So I have noted from sales mix that, you know, large format stores contribute, you know, at present, you know, just 3% of, you know, our total sales mix. So the obvious question is that are the launches of, you know, these LFS recent, and what do we plan to grow this 3% to form a substantial pie of our sales mix? The second question is on the average revenue per EBO. I'm extremely pleased to note that starting with year 2021, our average, you know, revenue for EBO has grown substantially from 4.48 to 7.48. So the obvious question, sir, is, you know, is what is our average revenue per EBO target for the current financial year? Just, you know, one more question. I have gone, you know, through the, you know, through the report carefully, and request you to refer, you know, to page number 147 of the annual report. See, we have mentioned, and you know, that the profitability this year is down due to other expenses. So I'll quickly have, you know, a question, you know, on other expenses for page 147. In page 147, under 31 other expenses, we have shown manpower expenses under W, you know, to be 323 versus 226 million in the previous year. Now, this is a substantial increase. So what is, you know, the reason for, you know, these expenses? And, you know, I also see that on the left-hand side on page 146, we have shown employee expenses. So can you please elaborate on as to what, you know, part of these manpower expenses we have qualified under other expenses and whether these are non-recurring in nature? I also find that, you know, we have under the other large expense heads under other expenses, spent substantially higher amounts on both advertisements as well as sales commissions. So can you please confirm whether these would be non-recurring in nature, so that we can expect the profitability of the current financial year as well as the years to follow to improve? And just a final question, could you please give us some flavor of the CapEx and the OpEx spends on information technology that we have done in 2023-24, and what are our budgets for the current financial year? Otherwise, I think I should be supporting all the resolutions, and I think this company and these brands have a great future. I support all the resolutions, and I wish look forward to much better years in the years ahead. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Speaker shareholder number three, Mr. Manoj Kumar Gupta.
Hello. Good afternoon, respected Chairman, Board of Directors, fellow shareholders. My name is Manoj Kumar Gupta. I've joined this meeting from my residence, Kolkata. I thanks to you and your team for the result of the company for the year 2023-24. And I thanks to the company secretary and his team to help us to join this meeting through VC. Sir, brand Mufti is very popular. So how you will take this brand globally and the domestic to be popular in the mind of young generation? What step you will take? And when the investors will get return on their investment, because share price is below than issue price? And how you face the competition in the fashion industry and the retail business? And what's your future outlook for the retail market of garments? Because there is a tough competition. So how, what's your future outlook? Any plan to launch a for kids like US Polo, Arslan, Ginny Johnny, and Aditya Birla Group, Tata Group, they have launched for kids. So have you any also planned to launch some products for the kids from 2 to 3 years to 12 years? And sir, fashion industry is booming and growing. So what's your view in that regard? And why your products are not available in the big markets like Pantaloons and other markets, Shoppers Stop, why your products are not available in that market? And on page 47, other expenses has gone up. So what step you will take to reduce the expenses in future? And CapEx plan, can you throw some highlights for your CapEx plan for next 2 to 3 years? And sir, try to consider a discount coupon, maximum discount coupon to at least a speaker shareholder. If they buy the product of up to 10,000, they should get maximum discount of 50% or extra. So kindly consider in that regard, so that investor can also use your product and of shirt and trousers. So try to consider. Thank you.
Shareholder number four, Mr. Yusuf Rangwala.
सर आपको आवाज आ रहा है सर? वेरी गुड आफ्टरनून सर, कैन यू हियर माय वॉइस? सर
यस
वेरी
सर,
गुड
यू आर ऑडिबल
आफ्टरनून
सर, कंटिन्यू।
सर। फर्स्ट तो आपको सर 25 साल का शुभकामना देता हूँ सर। आज आपका सिल्वर जुबली ईयर है सर, आपको शुभकामना देता हूँ सर। मैं अपना गुप्ता साहब को, जो अपना मनोज गुप्ता साहब को ज्वाइन करता हूँ, ये अपना जो कपड़ा में जो आप जो मैन्युफैक्चर करते हैं उसमें हमारे लिए कोई ऐसा कोई प्रोडक्ट रहेगा तो आप डिस्काउंट दीजिए, अथवा ऐसा कोई नया प्रोडक्ट उस बारे में कुछ डिटेल दीजिए सर। सर मैं जानना चाहता हूँ टोटल नंबर ऑफ अपने पास स्टोर कितने हैं एट प्रेजेंट, और सर अपन कौन से कंट्री में अपना एक्सपोर्ट होता है और अपने पास एक्सपोर्ट ऑर्डर क्या है, पॉइंट नंबर वन। पॉइंट नंबर टू सर, आपने मुझे बैलेंस शीट नहीं भेजी सर। मैंने अपना आपके पहले सेकंड बैलेंस शीट देखा था, बहुत बड़ी बैलेंस शीट है सर। मुझे एनुअल कॉपी जरा भेजना सर, मेरा रिक्वेस्ट है सर। सर अपना कंपनी इतनी अच्छी सर, वर्ल्ड फेमस है सर, हो सके तो अपना फैक्ट्री विजिट कराना सर। और 25 साल का सेलिब्रेशन आप कैसा करते हैं सर? छोटा गेट टुगेदर रखिए हमारे शेयर होल्डर के लिए आफ्टर दिवाली, सो दैट वी कैन मीट यू सर एंड वी कैन सेलिब्रेट 25th year सर। दिस इज लाइफ वंस कम इन 25 years सर। वी एंटर इन द दिस इज 25th सिल्वर जुबली ईयर। माय बेस्ट विशेस फॉर द सिल्वर जुबली ईयर एंड आल्सो थैंक्स आवर एक्सीलेंट कंपनी सेक्रेटरी फॉर हार्ड वर्किंग एंड वेरी एक्सीलेंट टू हिज वर्क सर। आई एम वेरी हैप्पी एंड वेरी प्राउड शेयर होल्डर ऑफ दिस कंपनी सर। नथिंग मोर टू इट, आई एंड माय स्पीच, फूलों की खुशबू कलियों की बार और हमेशा साथ रहे सर। ये आपका 25 साल में आप हमें भूलना मत सर। हमें भी कुछ सेलिब्रेशन का कुछ मौका दीजिए सर, दिस इज 25th सिल्वर जुबली है सर। थैंक यू वेरी मच, विशिंग यू ऑल द बेस्ट एंड ऑल द माय डायरेक्टर एंड ऑल द शेयर होल्डर एंड माय फ्रेंड सर, विशिंग यू वेरी, आई एम साइनिंग फ्रॉम मुंबई इशुभाई रंगवाला सर, थैंक यू वेरी मच सर, जय हिंद सर, थैंक यू एंड जय हिंद,
थैंक यू।
फिफ्थ शेयर होल्डर मिस्टर आयुष गुप्ता।
सर हम मुझे सुन पा रहे हैं? चेयरमैन सर, मैं दिल्ली से आयुष गुप्ता आपका सभी बोर्ड मेंबर्स का स्वागत करता हूं। सर एक्सीलेंट प्रेजेंटेशन हो रहा था मीटिंग से पहले और एक एक्सीलेंट चेयरमैन स्पीच हो रही थी सर आपकी, जिसमें कंपनी के वर्तमान और भविष्य के बारे में आपने सब कुछ बताया है सर। सर मैं आपकी लीडरशिप में कंपनी के पूरे स्टाफ को सक्सेसफुली लिस्टिंग के लिए बधाई दूंगा सर। सर हमें विश्वास है, भरोसा है, कंपनी के बारे में जो भी निर्णय लेंगे कंपनी के हित में होगा, कंपनी अच्छा करेगी तो हमें अच्छा रिवार्ड मिलेगा सर। सर एक डिविडेंड्स की बात है, आपने डिविडेंड डिक्लेयर किया, क्या हम कोई डिविडेंड पॉलिसी भी लेकर आ रहे हैं, थोड़ा इस बारे में बताइए सर। सर एक मेरे से पहले भी शेयर होल्डर्स ने कहा, मनोज गुप्ता जी ने भी कहा और ने भी कहा एक डिस्काउंट्स के बारे में, सर इस पर जरूर विचार कीजिए, जो शेयर होल्डर्स आपको इस पोर्टल पे जुड़े हैं थोड़ा उसको अप्रिशिएट कीजिए सर। बाकी सर आप भी जो भी अच्छा करेंगे हम आपके साथ रहेंगे, आगे आज भी हैं कल भी रहेंगे। एक सेक्रेटरी डिपार्टमेंट्स के बारे में मैं जरूर कहूंगा, हमारी जो भी क्वेरीज होती हैं, जो भी पूछना होता है हम उनके पास लेकर जाते हैं, वेल टाइम रिप्लाई मिलता है सर। अंत में मैं कंपनी के सुखद भविष्य के लिए शुभकामनाएं दूंगा, थैंक यू सर।
स्पीकर शेयर होल्डर नंबर 6 मिस्टर प्रवीण कुमार।
हेलो, आई एम ऑडिबल सर?
यस सर, यू आर ऑडिबल।
ए वेरी वेरी गुड आफ्टरनून टू माय रेस्पेक्टेड चेयरपर्सन, वेल डेकोरेटेड एस्टीम बोर्ड ऑफ डायरेक्टर, माय फेलो शेयर होल्डर, माय सेल्फ प्रवीण कुमार। आई हैव फ्यू ऑब्जर्वेशन व्हिच आई लव टू शेयर विद द एंटायर हाउस, बट बिफोर दैट इन दिस फाइनेंशियल ईयर दिस इज आवर फर्स्ट इंटरेक्शन विद द मैनेजमेंट एंड आफ्टर आईपीओ ऑल्सो, बट दिस इज आवर 25th AGM. It's a silver jubilee event, and I'm very, very delighted to be part of such a very, very interesting company. To be very honest with you, respected chairperson, it is a legacy for me to be part of such a organization. And due respect to you, your address to the shareholder, it was very, very in depth. I think you cover almost everything about the year under review. And I am the original allottee of the share of our company. And due respect to my earlier speaker, there are so many questions, so I don't want to repeat those questions just for the sake of it. But yes, I just pray to the God that you build a brand, you devoted your life entirely into this company, and the future look very, very bright as far as my investment is concerned. So I just pray to the God that he will bless you with all the positivity so that you will keep that momentum of value creation for a retail investor like me. I wholeheartedly support all the resolution which you set out for the notice today. And I'm very, very thankful to our respected CFO, Mr. Rasik Mittal, our company secretary, Mr. Sanjay Mutha, and his entire team for bringing out higher standard of corporate governance. If you have any update about the company, that will be promptly reply. It was always a red carpet welcome for a retail investor like me. I mean, that's truly boosts our morale as far as our investment is concerned in the company. At the end, I'm very, very thankful to be part of such a legacy and this opportunity to share my views and express my observation. Wish you all the luck and all the best. Thank you, sir. Thank you very much.
Speaker shareholder number 7, Mr. Suresh Chand Jain is not present in the meeting. Shall we move to the next shareholder? Speaker shareholder number 8, Mr. Surendra Kumar Jain. Mr. Surendra Jain, please unmute yourself.
Sir, meri awaaz aa rahi hai?
Ji sir, awaaz.
Chairman sir, namaskar. Main Surendra Kumar Dilli se, main aapke IPO ke time se shareholder hoon aur aapse juda hua hoon. सर मैं आज के सभी प्रस्तावित रेगुलेशन का समर्थन करता हूं। आने वाले समय में हमारी कंपनी का क्या नया करने जा रही है बताइए। हमको आईपीओ की टाइम ऊंचे रेट में शेयर मिले हुए थे, अब हमारे शेयर का रेट बहुत कम है, ये कब तक बढ़ेगा सर बताइए। और मैं आज के सभी प्रस्तावित रेगुलेशन का समर्थन करता हूँ और कंपनी के बढ़ चढ़ कर काम करें शुभकामना देता हूँ, धन्यवाद सर।
थैंक यू।
स्पीकर शेयर होल्डर नंबर 9 मिस्टर संतोष कुमार सराफ। मिस्टर संतोष प्लीज अनम्यूट योरसेल्फ।
नमस्कार माननीय सभापति जी, उपस्थित निदेशक सदस्यगण, कर्मचारीगण, मैं संतोष कुमार कलता से आप सभी को राम राम कहता हूँ। आशा करता हूँ आप लोग इस समस्या से स्वास्थ्य होंगे। क्या आपने अपने पक्ष में काफी कुछ बताया, इसलिए ज्यादा प्रश्न नहीं पड़ता है। सिर्फ एक ही प्रश्न मेरा है कि हेलो, हाँ माननीय सभापति जी, उपस्थित निदेशक सदस्यगण, अधिकारीगण, कर्मचारीगण, मैं संतोष कुमार श्राफ कलता से आप सभी को राम राम कहता हूँ। आशा करता हूँ आप इस समस्या से स्वास्थ्य होंगे। सर आपने अच्छा काफी रिजल्ट बताया है, इसके बारे में ज्यादा प्रश्न नहीं, मैं एक दो चीज पूछूंगा सर। एक तो आपके एनर्जी ऑडिट करवाते हैं क्या, उसके बारे में बताने की चेष्टा करिएगा सर। एक अपने जो है वहाँ पर फायर एंड सेफ्टी के ऑडिट करवाते हैं तो बताइएगा। और एक अपने जो अपनी खुद की बिल्डिंगें हैं वहाँ पर क्या सोलर पैनल आदि की व्यवस्था की है तो बताने की चेष्टा करिएगा सर। एक ESG की रेटिंग आपने करवाई है तो उसके बारे में बताइएगा सर। और सर ज़्यादा कुछ नहीं, आप लोग का अच्छा काम कर रहे हैं इसलिए कुछ नहीं, और आपने डिविडेंड भी अच्छा दिया सर, इसके लिए भी दवा देता हूँ। जो अवार्ड और रिकॉर्ड मिले उसके लिए भी आप लोग को और आपके कर्मचारी को धन्यवाद देता हूँ सर। जय हिंद जय भारत। नमस्कार सर, एक लास्ट में मेरे को ये कहना है,
स्पीकर शेयर होल्डर नंबर 10 मिस्टर रामसमुच कोरी।
हेलो, कैन यू हियर मी?
यस सर।
हेलो, गुड आफ्टरनून रिस्पेक्टेड चेयरमैन सर एंड बोर्ड मेंबर, आई एम आर.आर. कोरी फ्रॉम मुंबई। आई वुड लाइक टू थैंक द चेयरमैन एंड बोर्ड मेंबर फॉर हैंडलिंग द कंपनी सो वेल। आई अप्रिशिएट योर वर्क। आई एम नॉट आस्किंग एनी क्वेश्चन, आई सपोर्ट ऑल द रेजुलेशन पास बाय द कंपनी। थैंक यू।
स्पीकर शेयर होल्डर नंबर 11 मिसेस कनिका जैन। मिस कनिका जैन प्लीज अनम्यूट योरसेल्फ।
हेलो हेलो,
यस सर यू आर ऑडिबल।
एम आई ऑडिबल?
यस सर यू आर ऑडिबल।
सर आई ऑन बिहाफ ऑफ कनिका जैन आई एम जॉइनिंग दिस मीटिंग फ्रॉम दिल्ली। Thank you very much. Good afternoon, Chairman sir and Board of Directors and the shareholders attending this meeting through virtual conference. First of all, I would like to convey thanks to the Company Secretary also for inviting me to share my views in front of the management. We are the allottee of the IPO and we were allotted shares at the rate of 280. My query is that since the date of IPO, listing date, our price was not above the IPO price. तो मेरा पहला question ये है, क्या IPO price जो हमारा select हुआ या decide हुआ, क्या वो above par था? हमारी इतनी valuation थी नहीं, फिर भी हमारा 280 rupees रखा गया। उससे के बाद, listing के बाद, ये गिरता ही चला जा रहा है। और इस साल जो अंडर रिव्यू है 23-24 में, हमारा स्टैंड अलोन में भी हमारा प्रॉफिट डिक्रीज हुआ है, कंसोलिडेटेड प्रॉफिट एंड लॉस में भी हमारा प्रॉफिट डिक्रीज हुआ है। तो क्या जो पहले हमारा आईपीओ आने से पहले जो प्रॉफिट दिखाया गया वो क्या ओरिजिनली था क्या, ये एक मेरा क्वेश्चन है। क्योंकि कंपनी ठीक है, फंडामेंटली हो सकता है स्ट्रॉन्ग हो, बट एज ए शेयर होल्डर हमें तो कुछ प्रॉफिट चाहिए आइदर इन द मार्केट प्राइस। अब ठीक है, यदि आज सेंसेक्स 80,000 है तब भी हमारा प्राइस आईपीओ प्राइस से ऊपर नहीं जा रहा है। यदि हमारा सेंसेक्स नीचे गिर जाता तो क्या हमारी पोजीशन होती हमारे शेयर प्राइस की, थोड़ा सा इस पे बताएं। और दूसरा पॉइंट ये है, ठीक है ये हमारा कंज्यूमर आइटम्स हैं क्रेडो मुक्ति के नाम से, तो क्या शेयर होल्डर्स को भी कुछ बेनिफिट देंगे आप, कि कोई फ्री ऑफ कॉस्ट हमारे को आप दे सकते हैं अपनी कोई आइटम किसी भी प्रकार से? आप देखें कि भाई जो शेयर होल्डर्स को ना डिविडेंड मिल रहा है, जो पैसा लगाता है किसी हिसाब से, तो वो देखें कि भाई जो हमारा 280 पे हमारा प्राइस आया आईपीओ प्राइस, तो वो कब तक हमारे को अचीव होगा, इस पे जरा हमारे को थोड़ा सा डिटेल में बताया जाए। बाकी ऑल दी बेस्ट, मार्केट सेंटिमेंट्स हैं, कंपनी सेक्रेटरी साहब ने हमारे से अच्छी बात करी थी, तो जो हमारे शेयर होल्डर्स को कुछ आप दे सकते हैं, वो किस प्रकार से आप रिवार्ड दे सकते हैं इस करंट फाइनेंशियल ईयर में, वो थोड़ा सा बताएं। थैंक यू सर।
स्पीकर शेयर होल्डर नंबर 12 मिस्टर मनजीत सिंह इज नॉट प्रेजेंट इन द मीटिंग। मूविंग टू द नेक्स्ट शेयर होल्डर मिस्टर अंकुर चंदा।
आई एम ऑडिबल सर?
यस सर, यू आर ऑडिबल।
ओके, गुड आफ्टरनून टू एवरीवन। सर, मैं भी पिछले शेयर होल्डर जो अभी बोल रहे थे, मैं उनसे बिल्कुल पूरी हर बात से सहमत हूँ, क्योंकि मैं भी यही कहना चाह रहा था कि हम आईपीओ प्राइस लेके आए 288 या 80 के आसपास, और उसके बाद हम 136 का लो लगा के आए हैं, जबकि वो भी इसी मंथ लगा के आए हैं, जबकि मार्केट सेंटिमेंट्स इतने बढ़िया, इतने अच्छे हैं, कोई दिक्कत नहीं है उसमें। तो मतलब कहीं ना कहीं जो इन्वेस्टर है उसको अंदर की बात तो पता लगती है कंपनी की, जो बड़े इन्वेस्टर हैं जो ओवरऑल शेयर्स को चलाते हैं जो भी, तो उनको तो हमारे जैसे को तो नहीं पता लगती, लेकिन उनको तो सारी बात कंपनी की पता ही होती है। तो ऐसी कौन सी आपकी मतलब जो जानकारी है जो हमें नहीं है और उन इन्वेस्टर को है, जिनके कारण वो तो हमारा शेयर सेल कर रहे हैं और हमारे जैसे इन्वेस्टर जो हैं छोटे इन्वेस्टर वो उसको ले रहे हैं और उल्टा लॉस में जा रहे हैं। तो और वो बात भी मैं जो अभी पिछले शेयर होल्डर ने कही कि भाई हाँ, क्या ये मैनिपुलेटेड आप रिजल्ट दिखा रहे हैं जो पिछली बार से इस बार 25 to 30% तक हमारा जो प्रॉफिट है वो कम हो गया। तो कहीं ऐसा तो नहीं है कि धीरे धीरे 25-30% करते करते माइनस में आ जाएंगे? तो और रही बात सीएस डिपार्टमेंट की, तो सीएस डिपार्टमेंट ने मैंने कोशिश करी, मैं नहीं कर पाया उनसे कांटेक्ट, और वो तो करते ही नहीं है, उन्होंने तो करा ही नहीं है। ठीक है, ये अभी पहली बार है, अभी आगे पता लगेगा करेंगे या नहीं करेंगे, लेकिन वो उन्होंने तो करा ही नहीं कोई भी। तो ये सारी चीजें हैं जो देखने लायक हैं, और इन्वेस्टर को क्या चाहिए, उसको रिटर्न चाहिए, अगर नहीं मिलेगा तो वो तो बोलेगा सर। तो आप इन चीजों को देखिए और बताइएगा क्या दिक्कत है। धन्यवाद।
स्पीकर शेयर होल्डर नंबर 14 मिस्टर के भरतराज।
हेलो हेलो, वेरी गुड आफ्टरनून मिस्टर चेयरमैन, एंटायर बोर्ड ऑफ डायरेक्टर्स। फर्स्ट ऑफ ऑल आई कंग्रेचुलेट यू टू फॉर सक्सेसफुल आईपीओ। आई एम भरतराज अटिंग फ्रॉम गुंटूर। सर, मुफ्टी इज अ वंडरफुल ब्रांड सर। एज माय चेयरमैन लुक्स यंग, माय मुफ्टी ब्रांड आल्सो एवरी टाइम लुक्स यंग सर। इट इज अ पार्टी वेयर सर। आई वेरी फील प्राउड सर, द ब्यूटिफुल डिजाइन्स एंड ब्यूटिफुल शर्ट सर। चेयरमैन सर, आई वांट टू रेज सम टू क्वेश्चंस इन फ्रंट ऑफ यू। We have come for the IPO. The funds you raised, how you pledge that funds, sir? Please let me know. How you allocated the funds? Please let me know, sir. And Mukti brands in the far casual wears, the company is not concentrated on formal wears. Chairman, sir, please come with our formal wear shirts and trousers also. I don't know, but at least you release a few shirts or trousers will be happy, sir. Chairman, sir, what is the cost per shirt, sir? What be the cost for shirt and the trousers, sir? Chairman, sir, are you planning to brand my Mufti internationally? Is our brand is in Singapore, Sri Lanka, Dubai, and South Asian countries? Please let me know, sir. Chairman, sir, this is the first AGM. I congratulate you for the silver jubilee also. I don't know, sir, because how you look younger, my company is looking younger. I never expected my company is 25 years old. So I congratulate you for silver jubilee. In the silver jubilee occasion, please send with your love and affection complimentary shirts to all our speaker shoulders, sir. This is nothing, sir. Your love and affection, sir. And one more thing, sir. My best wishes to you. All the best for coming years. And also, in first listing of IPO, please send the sweets, sir. Diwali sweets to our speaker shoulders.
Not for everyone, sir, because we love and we are attending and we are giving you a praise and appreciation. So don't forget this small request from the shareholder, sir. Once again, sir, my best wishes to you. Next year, we'll have a hybrid mode, sir, fiscal and VC, so that we can come and honor you, sir. Entire board of directors, my best wishes to you. Everybody is looking young and dynamic. And my best wishes to you coming here, sir. Thank you for giving the opportunity. Bharatra signing off from Guntur.
Thank you. Thank you, firstly, to all the speaker shareholders for the questions, and I'll try my best to answer them to your satisfaction. Firstly, I'll not name them, it's just all separate speaker shareholders have asked some questions. So one of them asked, I think Mr. Dhyaneshwar, that who are the competitor brands? See, as a brand, we believe today that competition is not only from the apparel space, but any other place where the consumer is spending money and wherever the share of wallet is going, we treat that as competition. However, in the apparel space, the brands that are in the mid-premium to premium casual wear space are our main competitors. Second, on which are the products that are more profitable? See, for us, the way we do our business is that all products, starting from bottoms to top wear to outerwear, everything is almost equally profitable. See, the brand came into existence looking at the gaps in the market as to what are the products that were not available. And the type of products that we offer are unique and different. And hence, we are able to keep a good profit margin on all the products that we offer. And the products that we're trying to get into currently as we speak, our designers are working on accessories like caps, socks, boxers, belts, shoes, etc. But that is still design in process, and these are some things that we could be launching in the future. Mr. Vishnu asked about the large format stores. Yes, the large format stores as a smaller share in our business, but that's because of the exclusivity of our products. And we are in talks with various other partners to be entering their stores as well. However, we are available at stores like Shopper Stop and formerly Central, today Centro. And we are available at these large format stores. We are in talks with others. And as and when the talks materialize, we would enter them as well. And the EBO targets that we typically have for the year are a same store growth of 3 to 5% that we target. And the cost that went up this year went up due to increase in the warehouse space. We moved from a 55 odd thousand square feet warehouse to a warehouse spanning almost 142,000 square feet across multiple levels. So that increased some manpower costs, and also we went aggressive in terms of our MBOs, where we have shop and shops to man our counters, where we increased staff members over there to enhance our sales. Coming to the brand share price, I think some people have spoken about this. The share price of the company is, a factor of the ebb and flow of the market scenario. As a company, we have always considered growing the company through the profitability lens, and that is what we will always do even in future. The outlook for the future is to expand stores into malls and high streets. Wherever there is a demand for mid-premium to premium casual wear is where we will be available. So we intend to open stores, and we intend to expand and grow through stores that we open and some through the same store growth that we do. And India is giving enough opportunities across small towns to, tier 3, tier 4 to tier 2, tier 1 to metros. So we expect growth coming from large format stores, from MBOs, and from our EBOs. And the share price, like I said, is not a function or in control of the company. However, as a management which has been proficient, we have been giving quarterly declarations to SEBI and all our shareholders on a quarterly basis regularly. And there is complete transparency in all the information that is provided to all shareholders, whether it's large or small, or a shareholder holding a single share. Mr. Yunus, we ended with 425 stores as on 31st March 2024, and as on 30th June 2024, our stores stood at 430. And I think the balance sheet, Sanjay, would you send out to them? He was asking. And I think it's already out in public domain, but please send it out to them. Yeah, all right. And the dividend policy, Mr. Ayush, is such that we have a policy of looking at the positive cash flow that was generated and the free cash that's available. From that is whatever dividend that we give year on year. We've been giving dividends historically for all the years since 2015, barring the COVID years, and our endeavor shall be to continue doing so. Thank you for all your wishes, Mr. Praveen. And our future plans, I've already discussed, Mr. Surinder Jain, where I've said that we intend to go to grow through expansion of stores and through same store growth. And yes, I think I have answered all the questions. Some of them were repeated. So we shall endeavor to grow our business profitably as we've always done. And you know, give the best returns to our shareholders and all stakeholders in the company. And that's what we shall endeavor doing so even in future. And yeah, I think one last question Mr. Bharat asked, there were no funds raised in the company. It was an offer for sale. And the gross profit margin that the company enjoys is a very healthy 57.5%. So you can judge the COGS based on that. And as far as international expansion is concerned, in the short to mid-term, we see enough potential for growth in the Indian market. But yes, in future, definitely, whenever the opportunity is right, we will probably look at going there as well. But in the short to mid-term, we don't have any such plans right now. So I'd like to thank you all for your questions. And we've noted the suggestions and questions raised by our speaker shareholders. And I trust that most of the points have already been covered. For any specific question, I request shareholders to please write to our email ID at investorrelations@mufti.in to seek further clarifications. And I'd like to thank you all for your active participation and valuable suggestions and comments. Thank you very much. And the members may please note that the e-voting on NSDL platform will continue to be available for the next 15 minutes. Therefore, members who have not yet cast their vote are requested to do so. I request the scrutinizer to submit the report not later than two working days from the conclusion of this AGM. Subsequently, the consolidated results of the e-voting shall be declared by the company and intimated to the stock exchanges and placed on the company's website and on the website of the NSDL. On behalf of the Board of Directors and the management of the company, once again, I convey our sincere thanks to all the members for attending and participating in this AGM. Thank you very much and best wishes to everyone for the forthcoming festive season. Thank you. I now declare this AGM as concluded. Thank you very much.
Sir, shall we end the meeting, sir?